Good evening. Ellie, thank you very much for bringing me in. Jake Wyman, thank you very much for hosting and for your creation of ShareInGerman.com. We begin tonight, as always, by thanking our sponsor for dedicating tonight's show, Lezeche Uli'ili Nishmas, Mamesh Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah. This week is Parshas Ekev. Ekev is a very beautiful parsha. There is a lot of musa in this week's parsha. A lot of different ideas are presented. And what's interesting is that this parsha, it reflects back at many of the very important and significant events of Parshas Kisisa, the Egel, and Moshe Rabbeinu's Tfilos, the Klal Yisrael that Hashem should not destroy us, and the giving of the second Luchos, the Luchos Shniyos. Although we read about the exact text was read last week, but here we learn about the background and the sequence of events as to what happened. And of course, there are so many other things here in the Parsha. We have the second Parsha of Kriya Shema. In the beginning of the Parsha, we learned about Berachos HaMazon. I want to focus now on comparing the way an event was described in Parshas Kisisa to the way the same event is described here in Parshas Ekev. What do I mean? What event are we referring to? Referring to the aftermath of the Chet HaEgel. After the Chet HaEgel, Hashem wanted to destroy the Jewish people. And Moshe was mispalel. He prayed to Hashem, please don't do this. Don't destroy the Jewish people. Allow them to do teshuva. Moshe prayed, and at the end, Hashem forgave the Jewish people. There are a few psukim that describe the dialogue, or more specifically, Moshe Rabbeinu's plea to Hashem, where Moshe invoked the Zechus Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But when we look at the two descriptions as to what exactly happened, they're very different words, different order of words, different ideas. Let's analyze very briefly some of the differences between the way the story is presented in Parshas Kisisa to the way it's presented in Parshas Ekev. To go back to Parshas Kisisa, Moshe Rabbeinu, he comes down and he prays to Hashem. And he says to Hashem, let me read the psukim, Vayechal Moshe, Moshe supplicate. The word Vayechal is an expression of prayer. Vayechal Moshe. Fortunately, I don't have all the exact precise differences in expression, but the word Vayechal has an expression of supplication, of there's a certain intensity that the word Vayechal carries more than the word Vayispalel. That's, I think, the first, possibly the most significant difference. In Parashas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Beis, when Moshe begins to pray for the Jewish people after they worship the Egel, after Hashem says he wants to destroy the Jewish people, the words are, Vayichal Moshe es pnei Hashem Elokov. In this week's Parsha, when Moshe begins to be mispalel, it says in the Pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Hashem, Bo'esahi Amar Hashem Eloi, Moshe used the word Vo'espalel El Hashem. Pasuk Chavav, Ekev, Perek Tes, Pasuk Chavav, Vo'espalel El Hashem, Vo'oimar. Again, in Parshas Kisisa, where Moshe begins his prayer, the word he uses is Vayichal Moshe Es Pnei Hashem Elokov, Hashem his God. Here in Parshas Ekev, the story begins when Moshe reviews, reflects, and gives Musa before he leaves this world. He has a different expression. Instead of using the word Vayichal, Vo'espalel El Hashem Vo'emar. Doesn't say Espinei Hashem Elokov, his God. It speaks in general terms. I prayed El Hashem. I prayed to Hashem Vo'emar, and I said Hashem Elokim. Al Tashchef Amcha V'Nachalos Hashem Podisa Bigodlecha. Okay, let's go to another difference. Back Parshas Kisisa, when Moshe mentions the Zuchus Avos, his words are Zuchor le'Avraham le'Yitzchak u'le'Yisrael avodecha. He uses, when he refers to our third patriarch, he calls him by the name of Yisrael, and the word avodecha appears at the end of this sequence. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yisrael, Avodecha. Parshas Ekev, He refers to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but he puts the word Avodecha in the beginning. Two differences. Number one, over here we refer to Yaakov with the word Yaakov, not the word Yisrael. Moshe changed here in his review from what it said back in Parshas Kisisa, whereas there it said Yisrael. Here he refers to our third patriarch with the name Yaakov. Number two, he puts the expression Avodecha in the beginning in Parshas Ekev. Zuchar la'avodecha le'Avraham li'Yitzchak u'li'Yaakov. And there it says, Zuchar la'Avraham li'Yitzchak u'li'Yisrael avodecha. Why the change? Why there are these two changes? Third example of the difference between these two. Moshe makes his argument. He says to Hashem, Lama yoimru Mitzrayim. Why? Why should the Egyptians be allowed to say Lamar, people will say, the Egyptians will say, that you took them out of Egypt for the purpose of bringing upon them evil, to kill them in the mountains, and to destroy them from upon the face of the earth. Before, he says, Lama Hashem Yechreya Bi'Apecha, people will say, this point, okay, this is the same point, that the people will say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Jewish people out of Egypt only for the purpose of destroying them. But in Parshas Ekev, in our Parsha, it's different. Here, it says, not the word Lama, but the word Pen. Maybe people will say that Hashem Pen Yoimru Haaretz. Not Lama, why? Or how can this be, or for what reason, but maybe Yoimru Ha'aretz, Asher Hoitzesanu Misham, he does not even refer to Egypt. He refers to the place where we came from as the Oretz, Asher Hoitzesanu Misham. Maybe they will say, Mibli Yecholes Hashem, it's because Hashem doesn't have the power, Lahavyam El Ha'aretz Asher Diber Lohem. Because of Hashem's hate for them, he took them out lahamisam to die by midbar. It's a very different reason. In Parshas Kisisa, when the event actually happened, Moshe's argument was, the people of Egypt will say that Hashem took us out of Egypt in order for the purpose of destroying us. Whereas here, in Parshas Ekev, they will not say this as a definite fact. They may say, who is they? Does not even say Egypt, the land from which we came from. Maybe they will say, if Hashem just doesn't have the power to save us, that we have fallen into the hands of our enemies because Hashem is helpless. Doesn't say that Hashem actually delivered us for death. He took them out, lahamisam ba'midbar, not to actually destroy them. He took us out of Egypt that we should just wither away in the desert. It's very different. It's a different approach. In Kisisa, Moshe saying the nation of Egypt will say that Hashem deliberately picked us up and handed us into the hands of the lions. And here, we're not saying that Hashem took us out of the land and gave us over for death. Hashem just wasn't able to take us all the way, and he allowed us just to fall into the hands of our enemies and succumb to the elements of nature, the forces of evil that are out there. And I think the last element, which is very, very important, is that here, only in Parshas Ekev, does Moshe Rabbeinu paint the Jewish people with a beautiful expression, V'heim, they are Amecha, they are your people. V'nachalosecha, your inheritance. Asher chitzeisa, you took out b'choychacho ha-godol u'vizroyacho ha-netuya. Hashem, remember the glorious days. In Parshas Ki Sisa, it does not say this. It does not paint the Jewish people with such beautiful terms, romantic expressions of the Jewish people being your nation and your inheritance. It just says, Amecha, your nation, your people. How do we understand the differences between these two accounts of exactly the same event? I do not have an answer to every question, but I think there's a basic theme, a basic concept which generally explains the different approach, a different form of describing what happened. Well, we are very well aware that nothing in the Torah is repeated for no reason. Everything that in the Torah, every single word, every single parasha, every expression is there for a reason. In Chumash Devarim, there's a lot of repetition of what happened, but what it says in the Torah, mitzvahs are presented a second time, many of them, and events are recorded and reviewed again. But when they review with a very different approach. And although it's describing an event that happened back in the beginning of the journey of the Jewish people in the desert, Chumash Devarim that we're reading now, many of the commentators explain, is a preparation. It is an analysis of our history with the goal of preparing us for a long-term exile. Maise Ovo is Simen Labanim. What happened to the Jewish people early in their history is a sign. It is a blueprint. It foreshadows what experiences, events, difficulties, tests the Jewish people will encounter going forward in history. And although that is self-evident, that is obvious, we would not need a Chumash Devarim to tell that to us. Yet Hashem did with us a chesed, and he gave us Chumash Devarim where he brings out another dimension of what happened with a different focus, a focus for the long-term future, the longer, the bigger picture, the exile of what happens to the Jewish people after the Churban Bayis Sheni. And let's explain the very big difference here. Moshe Rabbeinu was nispalu to Hashem to save the Jewish people. Zechor li Avraham li Yitzchak li Yisrael avadecha. Zechor li avadecha li Avraham li Yitzchak li Yaakov. The first time Moshe was nispalu, the first time we record Moshe's prayer, we are focusing on a specific dimension. With that we mean Moshe was praying to Hashem that something terrible should not happen. Hashem should forgive the Jewish people and cancel punishment, cancel Puranas, Churban. Hashem wanted to destroy the Jewish people. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he came in and he prayed, don't do this. Don't destroy them. Let them live. And they will build a Mishkan. They will do Teshuvah. Don't bring upon them a Churban. And Hashem listened. Hashem answered the prayers of Moshe Rabbeinu. But we know that in history, sometimes, due to our sins, Hashem does not answer our prayers. And Hashem, unfortunately, we don't understand how this works, but for our good, we have emunah that is for our good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings upon the Jewish people situations, events that are painful and are difficult to bear. And in the aftermath of Churban, which includes the whole Jewish history, whether it was the Churban Bayis Rishon or the Churban Bayis Sheni, whether it was the pogroms, the blood libels, it was the First Crusade, it was Inquisition, the Holocaust, the Tsars of Russia, and the list goes on and on and on. There are so many terrible things which happened in Jewish history, and there was Churban. It's very easy for us to give up and say, if this is what Hashem wants, Hashem brought upon us Churban, it's over. It's over, and we will just naturally disappear, dissolve, assimilate, like all the other nations of the world. Chas v'sholem, b'netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. It is this that Moshe Rabbeinu is praying for in Chumash Devarim, in Parshas Ekev. Moshe Rabbeinu, it was one event. Moshe was mispalel one time. But as we all know, in the prayer, there are many dimensions. And Chumash Devarim, Parshas Ekev, we're focusing on Moshe's prayer from a different perspective, from a different dimension. And Moshe Rabbeinu is praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, you want to destroy them? You want to bring Churban? I know it's going to happen. It's inevitable. There will be a Churban Bayis Rishon. There will be a Churban Bayis Sheni. There will be a Holocaust. There will be an Inquisition. There will be Crusades. There will be difficult times, expulsions from every country in the world. But Hashem, even after you bring upon them difficulty, tsar, don't let them be completely destroyed. You have to be mechazik them. You have to be with them to allow them to survive and thrive and go further. Moshe Rabbeinu's prayer in Parshas Kisisa is a focus of begging Hashem not to bring a Chorban period. And many times in our history, we were successful. The story of Purim. There was no Chorban. Lech Kinoises Kol HaYehudim. There is a time of Zuchor Li Avraham Li Yitzchak Uli Yaakov Uli Yisrael Avodecha. The prayer of Moshe in Parshas Kisisa is a prayer, is a focus on the dimension of Moshe's prayer where Hashem should not let the Chorban happen. In Parshas Ekev, we look at that same tefillah with a different pair of eyes, a different set of glasses, and we look at it and we say, oi, there are times in our history where we were not so fortunate, and the Jewish people have suffered tragedy. We have suffered, but yet Hashem, don't completely abandon us. Remain with us despite the Chorban. Strengthen us to continue to go on. And that explains the nuances of expression. In Parshas Kisisa, Moshe begins, Vayichal Moshe es penei Hashem. The word Vayichal is lashon of chulin. Chulin, to be, when the person is mater neder, it's meichel. Hashem made a promise. Promise is sacred. Vayichal comes from the word ches lamed choil. This gezerah that you declared, it should be annulled. It should be choil. It should be mundane. It should not have carried the weight of it enduring, being binding. Vayichal is an expression which means to completely uproot from its roots what you planned. Here in Parshas Ekev, Moshe uses a different term. Vayispalel. Moshe prayed. We're not dealing here with a request that an event should not happen. It should be uprooted. It already happened. It's too late for that. We're praying here by Yispalel that we should still survive, although we suffer, although we deal with difficulty. We pray to Hashem, nevertheless, let us continue. In Parshas Kisisa, we refer to the Jewish people, the third of the Avos, with the word Yisrael, which represents Asar, superiority, glory. Kisorisa im Elokim va'anashim va'tuchol. Here we refer to the Jewish people with the term Yaakov, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Yaakov is the name of the Jewish people in times of difficulty. In Parshas Kisisa, the word Avodecha comes at the end. We focus on the Avos as princes, as people who are independent. Here in Parshas Ekev, La'avodecha, La'avraham, Li'yitzchak, Li'yakov, this is a softer expression. We're supplicating for survival, being humbled. At the end, we use the term, Ve'heim anecha v'nachalascha, asher hoitzesa b'chichacha ha'gadol u'vizroyacha ha'netuya. There's a flavor. I can't put my hand on it. I can't put my finger on it. But there's a flavor of almost sadness. Unfortunately, we've been diminished. We've been humbled. Many have been lost. But Hashem, we are your people. We're still here. Don't completely abandon us. Give us the strength, the courage to survive. I think there's one very interesting word which says quite a bit about what we're trying to bring out. And that is in Parshas Kisisa, right before Moshe begins his prayer, Avayichal Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, unfortunately, the Jewish people have sinned. V'ata hanichali, Hashem says to Moshe, let go. V'yichar api vohem va'achalein, I will completely destroy them. Va'achalein, the term used is achalein. I will completely bring an end to them. Here in Parshas Ekev, Moshe says, Ki omar Hashem lehashmid eschem, to destroy. The word lehashmid is a very different word than the word achalein. In Parshas Kisisa, the entire prayer is a prayer to avoid a fulfillment of kolem. There's a gzera to destroy. The gzer is achalem. Moshe is mispel. Hashem, don't do that. And Hashem listens. Lahashmid has a connotation where we've already been shattered. We've already been broken. But don't Hashem allow it to go further. The brokenness should not cause us to wither away. It's a different term. This word is incomplete. It needs more analysis to study the words and the language. But I definitely believe that we've presented enough detail here to bring out this idea. There was one event. The Jewish people worshiped the eagle. Moshe Rabbeinu came and davened to Hashem. The worshiping of the eagle has many dimensions. Throughout Jewish history, every time the Jewish people have sinned, we say in davening every Muslim from Bnei Chatoenu Golinu Me'artzeinu. Due to our sins, we have gone into exile. There are many dimensions of chet. And Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was mispalul, Moshe was mispalul in many dimensions. And there's a dimension of praying to Hashem that our chatoim should not lead to korban. And sometimes when we're not so fortunate and a korban does come, we have to still be mispalel to restore the korban. There's a tefillah before the korban, and there's a tefillah after the korban. And, of course, we shouldn't sin. We shouldn't need any of this. But we have to understand that in Jewish history, there are two different types of tefillahs. A prayer to Hashem that our prayer should prevent there being any korban. And if we find ourselves in a situation where there already was a difficulty, we have to pray for restoration, pray for survival. Moshe Rabbeinu's prayer in the aftermath of the Chet HaEgel encompassed both. And the Torah is dividing the different dimensions of Moshe's prayer between Parshas Kisisa and Parshas Ekev. Parshas Kisisa, the focus is to pray to Hashem that He should forgive us immediately and there should not be any korban. Parshas Ekev, Chumash Devarim, is the Chumash of how we deal with korban. At the end of the prayer of Parshas Kisisa, the words are, Vayinochem Hashem. Hashem had nechama. He had a change of heart, a change of mind. He will not do what he said to do. In Parshas Ekev, it doesn't say anywhere, Vayinochem Hashem. And that's obviously, as we're saying, because it's already after the fact. And here we're praying to Hashem for restoration. It's too late to undo that the korban should not happen. It happened. The goal now is not to change Hashem's mind. It already happened. The goal now is to rebuild, to restore, to go forward in a noble and dignified way. And when we go forward in that way, we have nechama. The silence of Vayinochem Hashem in Parshas Ekev is a way of saying, by us praying and coming close to Hashem and being mispalel to rebuild, this is for us a nechama. Parshas Kisisa Vayinochem Hashem, Parshas Ekev, it's our Nechama. This is, after all, the second week of the Shiva de Nechemta. It's a Nechama for us that we can still pray to Hashem and still connect to Hashem after the Chorban. We all merit to have this Nechama and to rebuild, restore to a degree where the majesty of Hashem will be revealed to this world like never before. Thank you very much for listening. Have a good evening and a wonderful week.